Washington. This is VOA News. Ukraine government forces and separatists battle for airport. Egyptians vote for president. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Heavy fighting's reported in eastern Ukraine as government forces battle pro-Russian separatists who seize parts of the main airport in the city of Donetsk. Ukrainian officials say the military carried out an airstrike on rebels at the airport. There's been no confirmation on damage or casualties. In the capital, Kiev, Petro Poroshenko, the apparent victor in Ukraine's presidential election, says he hopes to meet with Russian leaders in the first half of next month, and that restoring stability in eastern regions of his country would require Russian involvement.
Russia is our biggest neighbor, and because of the fact that stopping the war and bringing the peace to the whole Ukraine and bringing stability on the eastern part of Ukraine, that would be impossible without participation of Russian representative.
Poroshenko also said he would use all legal means to secure the return to Ukraine of the Crimea region annexed by Russia in March. More than 400,000 Egyptian police and army soldiers were deployed today for the start of a two-day presidential election. Former Egyptian Army Chief Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, who ousted the elected Islamist leader Mohamed Morsi, is widely expected to win. The vote is being monitored by more than 14,000 judges, along with several hundred European Union and African Union observers. Edward Uranian reports.
Helicopters hovered over parts of the Egyptian capital, Cairo, early Monday as voting in the two-day presidential election got underway. Security was tight in many neighborhoods. Sky News Arabia reported that young men from the now-banned Muslim Brotherhood group were arrested in Manufia province north of Cairo after they resorted to violence to disrupt the election. Lines formed in front of many polling stations in Cairo as voters took time off from work to cast their ballots. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
Pope Francis ended his three-day visit to the Middle East today by holding a series of meetings with religious and political leaders in Israel. VOA Scott Bob has more from Jerusalem.
Pope Francis, on the final day of his three-day trip to the Middle East, prayed and laid a wreath at Jerusalem's Yad Vashem Museum that commemorates the 6 million Jews killed during the Holocaust. He also placed a wreath on the grave of the father of modern Israel, Theodore Herzl, and he met with the two chief rabbis of Jerusalem. Earlier, the Pope met with the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem, Sheikh Mohammed Hussein, at the Haram el-Sharif.
Cari fratelli, cari amici.
He said, "Dear friends, from this holy place, I make a heartfelt plea to all people and communities who look to Abraham. May we respect and love one another as brothers and sisters," he said. Scott Bob, Jerusalem.
Thailand's military chief and coup leader General Prayut Chan-o-cha says the king has formally endorsed his position as head of the military council that will run the country. In a televised press briefing, the general also said that he would have no choice but to use force if political protests flare up again. Narendra Modi was sworn in as the new prime minister of India after an election in which his Bharatiya Janata Party ousted the Congress Party, which has led the world's largest democracy for the past 10 years. Mr. Modi took the oath of office at a ceremony in New Delhi attended by world leaders and dignitaries, including Pakistan's Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif. President Obama paid tribute to America's war dead as the United States marked the annual Memorial Day holiday. VOA's Michael Bowman reports.
Hours after completing a whirlwind trip to visit U.S. troops in Afghanistan, President Barack Obama laid a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier in Arlington National Cemetery just across the Potomac River from Washington.
Everything that we hold precious in this country was made possible by Americans who gave their all. And because of them, our nation is stronger, safer, and will always remain a shining beacon of freedom for the rest of the world.
Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
The holiday observances include parades and special events in cities and towns across the United States. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.